It's time now to Get Going Crash It, a show that keeps you up to date on what's happened and happening around the Crash It area. Hosted by Adam Vibber and Wes Wicks. Let's tune in and get going, Crash It.
All right, let's get going, Crash It. We have the trio back together today, which is very exciting. Wes Wicks, our co-host, and our producer extraordinaire, Michelle Pitts. How are you doing, guys?
Good morning,
Crash It County.
How are we doing?
I feel like we got to do that again, Wes. I mean, just a very dry good is not what I was
good
expecting.
Good morning, Crash It County.
This is Monday morning right now, and there's a million things you should be doing.
And
you're sitting here with us, so I feel like there should be some more excitement for that.
Well... And we should be getting going, shouldn't we?
That's right.
Right. So
let's get going. What's some stuff that's been going on? What's some stuff you guys did last week or saw happen around the community? Catch the area up.
Well, you know, in my world, it is, and I have three kids, all things travel basketball. So that's pretty big right now in Crash It County with middle school and, you know, elementary age students. So that's what I spent my weekend doing was travel basketball.
Sweet.
And
first big snowstorm. Actually got it this time.
Yep.
Last week was just a tease of a foot of snow we were supposed to get that wasn't there. And this week I woke up Saturday morning and it was there.
Winter is here.
So shoveling, back's all right.
My back's good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, there's chiropractors.
My plow guy does a great job.
or there's that too. So... Michelle, tell us some stuff that's coming up in the community here.
Sure. We have what in Ithaca at their public library every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. They have a story hour, so you can stop in there. And then we also have Women for Women Group. The 25th Annual Princess Ball is February 22nd from 3 to 5 at Masonic Pathways Chapel. It's $20 per couple, and you can pick up a form at Alma Abstract. Or we will have it on the Facebook page for Crash It County Pulse has that on there for them. And we also have Arts United that, Adam, you're going to participate in.
I haven't heard of this event. What's Arts United?
It's something that you're going to be dancing in, I hear.
Okay, there may be a slight rumor out there that me and my wife are one of the dance teams for Arts United. We're looking forward to it. It seems like a fun event so far. We have most of the dance in, so I think we're ahead of the curve there.
And you've got a good coach.
We have the best coach there is.
Which was Jillian, my coach.
Jillian. I mean, she's got us. We're having a blast with her. I think she's having fun with us. I'm not going to tell you too much about the dance because we're all in on it. Let's put it that way. Full costume themed music.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
I mean, it may just set the bar at a new level that might not be reached again. I don't know. But anyway, we'll
go down in history is what you're saying?
Well, or go down. I don't know. But we're dropping teasers on Facebook. So follow me on my personal page. And you're just going to see little snippets leading up to March 5th is when the actual... dance the Arts United is, but we're just going to leave little teasers. Last week I put out just a couple second dance clip of us in practice, but a fun event. Let's talk about what the event really is, and that's to raise money for United Way and in our local community. All those funds go back into the local community, and I'm very flattered and honored to be a part of it, and I know that you were in the past as well, Wes, and it just seems like a fun event for our area and a good fundraiser for United Way.
Yeah, like you said, those funds help so many people, and so if you haven't bought a ticket to go, encourage you to do so. Jump on their website, their Facebook page.
Yeah, I think VIP tickets go on sale the 27th.
Yes,
and then general admission is no advance buys, just general admission at the door, March 5th. But yeah, take a look. So we got some other stuff going on. You mentioned a Princess Ball. We have a Princess and Pirate event at YFC. Wes, tell us a little bit about that. I know that's
so
something that you guys host there. And
we host it. It's Child FC puts it on. Their Princess and Pirate. It's a whole family get-together. And so come out and check out what's available in the community. It's an expo that kind of lets you connect to all the services that are going on. But I know that it's a huge hit for kids. A lot of great help that takes place. Audra Stahl and the team over there do a good job of putting this event on. So January 25th, Saturday, from 10 to 1 at Youth for Christ out on Cheeseman Road. Come out and check it out.
Very cool. And you dress up for that?
We have the Princess and Pirates little kids dressing up, yeah. So it's a fun event for the kids to get, you know.
And then there's also, am I correct, there's some high school students or some older students that that dress up for photo ops and things like that as well. Is that
correct? Different Disney characters and whatnot, and some of those kind of feels like you're in a mini Disney. You know, you can go and take a photo with them. And
I'm in.
You're in. Adam will be there.
And it's all for free.
I mean, and there's games and all kinds of just fun stuff for students. So I want to make sure you get out there Saturday,
cool.
January 25th.
Absolutely. We got a Fostering Love.
Yes, it's the second annual Fostering Love. It's at the Elma Elks Club on Friday, February 14th. Social hour is at 6. Dinner is at 7. It's $30 per person. And then United Way will match all money brought in for this event up to $5,000. So it's dinner, dancing, and a silent auction. So the funds that are raised go back into the community for our children that are in foster care.
Very cool. There you go, United Way again. Give them money
back. So, yep.
Yeah, very cool. Anything else going on in the community? We got a guest here that we're going to bring in here just shortly, but, you know.
I can talk about decorating downtown Elma. We had over 100 snowmen were made. I called in a few favors, and the residents at Arbor Grove made water bottle snowmen. The children at St. Mary's School decorated pine cones and styrofoam cup snowmen. Mrs. Carroll's class at Hillcrest made clingy snowmen to hang on windows, and so you can see all those.
I saw the Scouts did something.
Made this pallet snowmen that you can see throughout downtown Elma. So there's lots of snowmen about.
Very cool. Well, I mean, I've seen more and more positive stuff. I mean, I know the snow is negative, maybe for me, but positive for others. But outside of the weather, lots of positive stuff going on in all the communities in Gratiot County right now. I mean, just seems like some fun times. And
last week we had an event for the Chamber where all the communities came together and all the new businesses that had opened in the cities throughout Gratiot County were awarded an award for opening their business. And then if they made an improvement to their business, they were also given a recognition and an award. So last Friday morning on the 17th of January, over 225 people came together to celebrate all the businesses developing in our county. So that was very exciting to see, and it was a pleasure to be there.
Well, speaking of the Chamber, we queued up perfect for our guests that we have today. So, Wes, if you want to introduce our guest coming from the Chamber of Commerce, Wes.
All right, folks. Well, portion of the show here where we have a very special guest with us, Executive Director of the Gratiot Area Chamber of Commerce, Brendan Kelly. Hey. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Gratiot County.
Welcome, Brendan.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Long time, first time, I want to say. Going back to my East Coast ways.
Well, very good. Well, let's start by giving us like a brief overview of yourself and kind of maybe how you came to Gratiot County here.
Yeah. So I've been, before I came to Gratiot, I've been doing nonprofit work for 10 years, most of it in New Jersey. On the Jersey Shore, Ocean Grove, New Jersey. If anybody knows where Ocean Grove is, good for you.
we watched the show, Jersey Shore. I mean,
sure.
I have them all on DVD.
That's totally the way it was, too. Oh, so I like to tell people I lived in Kevin Smith, New Jersey, not Jersey Shore, New Jersey. So Mallrats and all that stuff, that was more where we were. But so I lived there. I worked there for 7 years working for the Jersey Shore Arts Center. I was the executive director there. And we did a lot of work. We had an old historic building, and we took the old rooms and turned them into artist studios and brought artists in at reduced rent and then the work that they did offered programming for the nonprofit that we had. So it was a way for artists to learn the business of being an artist, and for us to be able to offer programs up to the community at a nonprofit rate. And then from there, I moved to East Tennessee. I lived in Knoxville for a while, and I finished up my master's degree at Lincoln Memorial University. Another place, if you know where that is, in Harrogate, Tennessee, then good on you. and I finished my master's in public administration, and then my wife and I moved here. She works at Auto Owners as an actuary, and I was very fortunate to get the job here at the Gratiot Area Chamber. So that's my history so far, and I've been really enjoying living in central Michigan, I tell people when they ask, it reminds me of where I grew up in central New York, in the Catskill Mountains, and it reminds me of a flat version of where I grew up.
Pretty accurate.
Lots of corn.
Beans. We had dairy, a lot of dairy around us as well. So, nice. Yeah.
Very cool. So you've been with the chamber now for roughly...
a year and a half at this point, give or take a month or two. So this will be my second... we're coming into my second annual meeting and dinner coming up this Thursday. I'm pretty excited. I'm still a little nervous. I always have to give a... last year I had to give a speech, and I knew a lot less about the chamber than I did going into my second year. So, and looking forward to that.
Awesome. Well, you know, a question that a lot of people wonder, you know, in regards to the chamber is, you know, what do you do for a local business? What's the benefit of being a chamber member?
Yeah, we, since I came in, this is something that I've been really trying to direct our programs to the benefits for our members. And we really try to focus on three separate things. Networking. We offer a lot of networking programs, ways for businesses to get connected, whether it's our business after hours, our young professionals network, or even through our local promotional committee meetings. We try to get businesses together to create those ties, businesses supporting other businesses, whether it's through sending business to those businesses or sending customers that way as well. A lot of collaboration goes on through those networking opportunities. The second thing we do is education and advocacy. We have a lunch and learn program that we offer both to our members and our young professionals network. We do business development work through Central Michigan University Research Center up in Mount Pleasant, and also the Small Business Development Agency up in at Mid-Michigan College. We also have a great legislative committee that does a lot of work to provide educational opportunities on different issues that are important to Gratiot County. We did a water forum on healthy waters, whether it's the Pine River or drinking water. We also did a road forum in my first year. And we had some really good conversation. Even Senator Rick Altman was there for that conversation as well, which was really nice to hear his thoughts. He brought in some really great ideas. Then we also work to strengthen and highlight businesses. We do a lot of advertising as our third part, whether it's being included in our community guide or highlighted on our webpage or on our Facebook page. We provide a lot of opportunities for businesses to be able to get out there and be seen by the public.
Sure. So networking, education,
exposure.
That's right.
Those are some of the key components that I know as a chamber member are really important for local business.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a huge benefit.
One thing that I see in this area, or I know about that I've talked to people and they don't really know, is the chamber gift certificates that are out there.
Sure.
It's baffling that people are like, what's a chamber gift certificate? Could you explain to us a little bit the chamber gift certificate and how you get it, where you can use it,
certainly,
that type of stuff?
Yeah. So chamber gift certificates are they're accepted. You can buy them at the chamber. Come in, and Sheila at the front desk will sell you a gift certificate. And that gift certificate is good for almost all of our business members. I think we have a 92 or 95% participation rate through our membership. There's a big long list. It's almost three pages long. But you can go to any of our membership and use that gift certificate, whether it's for tire work at J&J or at Alma Tire. You can go down and use it at 4-7. I mean, really, almost every business in Gratiot County, you can use those gift certificates. And what's really nice is that we don't... when you get a gift certificate at like a Visa gift certificate or a gift certificate to a store, not all that money goes back to that store. It's 100% that goes back to those chamber businesses. So we tend to, the Christmas season, we tend to sell a ton of gift certificates. And so businesses will start seeing them out there in the community over the next couple months. We're getting a lot of returns on them. So,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a program. I mean, it's been around for quite a while. And I know that there's still a lot of people that don't know that, know, you're looking to buy somebody a gift, you know, it's a way to keep those gifts local, mm-hmm. you know, and be able to use that for a variety of things. Is there a mechanism in place for somebody that maybe is listening outside of this area to call and purchase and get gift certificates mail? Maybe they have a loved one that's still here and they want to send a gift for birthday. They could buy $50 worth of chamber gift certificates through the phone or online.
Yeah, you can buy it over the phone. We don't offer it online because it is a paper gift certificate.
Sure.
So, but you can call our office number. It's 989-463-5525. And we can process your order right over the phone, and then we'll mail you the gift certificate, give it to a friend or loved one in Gratiot County, and they can use it practically everywhere in Gratiot County, which is wonderful.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Good deal.
So you're kicking off year two here as the executive director, and
that's right.
You've had a chance to kind of see how things work and what's good, maybe some things that need tweaked. What's one thing that's just kind of a, you know, hey, this is awesome, we got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then maybe what's one thing that's coming? What's new for the chamber?
Well, there are so many good things. But one of the things I'm really excited about right now that we've been focusing on the last half of the year is our Young Professionals Network. It's for a few of us have been looking at employment in the county, and we noticed that a lot of people will come right after college, and they'll make their resume here in Gratiot County, but then once they get the opportunity, they'll head out to another city. They'll head to Mount Pleasant, down to Kalamazoo, or out to Detroit or wherever. And we found that it's because they're having a hard time sowing their roots within the county. And so we, as the Young Professionals Network, are trying to set up a social and professional network for people, employees, ages, or business owners ages 21 to 40, to really kind of build their foundation here in the county, whether it's through professional development or just developing a social network. As somebody new to the county, you know, I do notice that it's hard sometimes to just make friends outside of work.
Sure.
Everyone has a life outside of work, and it's hard to make those connections sometimes. So this offers an opportunity for that. Like I said, and we also do professional development work. We offer lunch and learns. We have a really great one coming up on January 29th at MidMichigan Health for it's called Networking 101. Just the building blocks of learning how to network. It's a good refresher for those who are good at it, and it's a great opportunity to learn if you hadn't. But that's one of the things I'm really excited about. Another thing that I'm working on right now that has been in the process for a little while is referrals over breakfast. I'm really excited about that. I know it's a program that some other chambers around the area offer, and I've only heard some great things. And I've got a good team right now. Look for that later this spring. But look for that. It's going to be something where you have a representative from an industry. You have one representative from each industry coming to breakfast every week and passing referrals on to other
sure.
folks, just a way to kind of increase the pace of business within the county.
Yeah,
and I know that we've got a lot of excitement for that one as well. So, those are two of the bigger programs that I'm very excited about a lot of the stuff we're
sure.
doing, and I don't want to give away too many secrets before.
Sure. Yeah.
Before it comes
now, you talked about exposure being one of the benefits towards being a member of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Twisting that onto the public side for the residents in the Gratiot County area, how does the chamber benefit or help them? Or
part of our mission is community development work, and a lot of that happens through our promotional committees. I think the people have a hard time realizing that the promotional committees in each of the communities, they are arms of the chamber, whether it's the Middle of the Mitten Association, Alma Action Association, Breckenridge Area Action Committee, or the promotional committee in Ithaca. They're going to have a new name soon. They do a lot of community development work, whether it's holding events like Party on State Street.
Christmas parades.
All the Christmas parades.
Those are all done by those branch and those arms in those communities.
That's right, yep.
Yeah.
They help organize businesses downtown for shopping events and
sure.
Promotional events and so on. So that's one of the ways that we do some of that great community development work.
Okay, cool.
That's great.
Yeah, very good. one thing I'd like to get back to is, as you mentioned it in your opening about the annual dinner, and that is coming up, and this is a show about what's going on in Gratiot County. So talk to us maybe a little bit more in depth on what that night is. It's Thursday night, correct?
Thursday night.
Yep.
January 23rd.
Masonic Pathways.
At Masonic Pathways.
Yep. Okay.
We are sold out officially as of, it's Monday morning at 10:30. We sold out this morning. So.
Okay.
I think Highland Festival took the last of the tickets.
Good, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I saw that worried look on his face.
So what happens at that night? It's dinner. Take us through the night.
Right, so it's our annual meeting and dinner. 5:30, we start the Mercantile Bank Social Hour, which is kind of a cocktail hour. Come in and mingle, do some networking,
sure.
Which is really important. And then at 6:30, we start off the night. We'll get up there, Garth and I, especially, and we'll talk about some of the progress that we made in 2019 and some of the things we're looking to do in 2020. And then my favorite part of the night, and it is the longer part of the night, is we get to honor the persons of the year in each of the communities. So we give away the persons of the year awards for Breckenridge, Ithaca, Alma, and St. Louis. Alma's the Order of the Tartan Award. But yeah, it's a really neat event because I'm pretty sure it's in all the communities, it's a secret ballot that happens, and the award winner doesn't know until they're announced at the awards banquet. So they get to, it's kind of the thrill of seeing them win that award. It's really sweet.
Very cool. And when, I mean, obviously they're announced that night, but to the public, when does that information become available as far as, you know, the listeners to the show will hear that?
Yeah.
Announcement Friday next week.
You'll hear Friday morning. It'll be on our Facebook page and our website, and then it usually goes in the papers. The Morning Sun is that Saturday, and then for the Herald, it will be that Wednesday paper that comes out. So
and we might be able to update our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
I'll be there, and we can
live report.
You jump on to Get Going Gratiot.
Sure.
Our Facebook page, we'll be able to announce there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, if a business owner of the community is listening right now and they aren't currently a member of the Chamber of Commerce, well, what's the step? What do they need to do to get some more information?
Sure.
Get involved?
Well, you can always start by going to our website. It's gacc.gratiot.org. Or you can just reach out to me. Give me a phone call. The number is, like I said before, is 989-463-5525, and when we can talk over the phone or we can sit down and meet. I like meeting face to face if we can, but just talk about what we offer as a chamber, what opportunities. I like to get an idea of what opportunities the business is looking for, so I can match them up with our offerings, and get an understanding of what of the business, so that we can, if we need to, we can adjust programs to fit what they're looking for. But yeah, give me a call or go to our website, or you can even email me at chamberdirector@gratiot.org. Either way is fine, or just walk in. I'm there most of the time. If not, Sheila's there, and so we can set you up and try to figure out what works for you in terms of chamber membership, or even if you're interested.
And real quick, what's the current membership that we have in the chamber?
Oh my goodness,
we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're up over the last year. We're up. I think we ended 2019 at 337 members. So,
wow.
It fluctuates obviously.
Sure.
Businesses come and go, but we ended December 31st at 337 members. We ended last year at 318. So we're up for the first time in 4 or 5 years, which I'm really proud of.
Yeah, that's very optimistic.
There's
great things going on in the community.
Absolutely.
Business-wide, and obviously the economy's good, so that helps bring in some new businesses. But retaining the businesses that we have and keep them in that network obviously is something that seems to be happening as well for you guys.
Well, and one of the things that we really took on at the end of last year and especially this year is that we want to be an active chamber. We don't want to be passive. We don't want people to... We don't want to just send out the bill at the end of each mm-hmm. year to renew your chamber membership. We want to go out there and be active in your business and active in your community and really make a relationship with you. And I think we've been doing a good job of that, thanks to the board and our ambassadors committee and everybody and our promotional committees and everybody else who helps with chamber programs. So it's been a total team effort to make that happen, and we wouldn't have been able to get those numbers at the end of the year if it wasn't for that.
Well, Brennan, we want to thank you for coming in and spending some time with us. We know you're doing good work and a lot of great things happening in Gratiot at the Chamber. And so once again, this has been Brendan Kelly, the Executive Director at the Gratiot Area Chamber. And thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Brendan. Yep. All right. Well, we want to thank Brendan Kelly, the Executive Director of Chamber of Commerce, for joining us again. That was some fun, and hopefully the audience got some knowledge that maybe a refresher of stuff they knew, maybe some new stuff that they didn't know. But again, we encourage any business to stay active or become active with Chamber of Commerce and the public to take advantage of some of those opportunities that the Chamber does put out there. For those who are listening, things that you like, things that maybe comments or suggestions, definitely looking for more content. So anybody that has some events that maybe aren't making the show or things that are happening around the area, we all three love to do this and we'll continue to do this. We just need some help on some direction. And we're obviously doing some other things on top of this show. So any help's appreciative. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's been a great day. And we're going to get going, Gratiot.
Let's get going, Gratiot.